This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Congress, the U.S. Congress, has been voting this week on a number of bans on Chinese-made equipment, electric buses, rail cars, drones, and telecom gear. Different details for each of those. All are based on the same question. Is the potential for harm enough to keep out Chinese machines, or does this verge on paranoia? Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The ban on Chinese drones would apply to the Pentagon, and it's part of a defense bill headed to the White House. The fear is these drones could take photos or GPS coordinates of secret, say, U.S. intelligence facilities. Drone data links to phones and servers and could fall in the wrong hands, says Lanier Watkins, cybersecurity scientist at Johns Hopkins.
In any equipment that has access to telecommunications or the data, if it's Chinese branded, there should be general suspicion.
Because, he says, Beijing is not an ally. The same argument applies to Chinese telecom gear from Huawei, whose machines would get ripped out of U.S. networks under a separate bill. But some argue that bans are overreactions when there's no specific evidence of spying. Dan Gettinger studies drones at Bard College.
I would hope that there is more information on what the actual technical concerns are, because I see so much disagreement.
Or, as the targeted Chinese firms put it, show us the smoking gun. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.